What's it in front of? It's in front of computers. So what happens in a culture is there's less movement. There's less moving around. And so people are setting a lot more. And, you know, and I thought about that. Setting is the new cancer. Well, you know, if we're not active and we don't have an active lifestyle, you know, our bodies will begin to just, you know, our bodies will begin to just turn whatever, you know. So there are so many things that we have to be attentive to, and we need to be aware of. You know, even foods, they didn't, you know, foods that were around 40, 50 years ago, they, you know, some of those foods are even hard to find. You know, today everything's processed, right? You know, you guys think, why are you talking about this? Well, it's important that we understand these things. That, you know, anybody like fast food? Nobody. Nobody's going to go. I got one hand. I got, you know. So you know, it's like, you know, like a, you know, who loves a good Big Mac, right? But it's like these things are out here, you know, to entice us, right? To, you know, you ever crave a certain, anybody ever crave food? You ever just crave, you know, sweet tea from McDonald's at 11 o'clock at night? I'm getting some looks today, right? I'm getting some real, you know, an apple pie, you know, from McDonald's at midnight. You know, have you ever, you know, because, you know, they got these halpia pies in yes, there it is. They got these halpia pies in Hawaii, and every time I go to get one, but, you know, they got the taro pies, and I don't like the taro. I like the halpia pies. Give me a halpia pie. It's got this white cream, you know. Anyway, do you understand where what I'm talking about today? Because there are things set out to entice us human beings. And you say, can a halpia pie mess with you? Well, listen, if you do that 3 times a day, 7 days a week, yeah, it can. And I truly believe one of the things in the fruits of the Spirit, as we talk about self-control, the Lord will help us. The Lord will help us in the areas of being self-controlled, but we really have to pay attention to it. Can I tell you that? Again, you can do whatever you want to do. That's the free will. That's the free will of man. But is everything beneficial? Is everything beneficial? Take your Bibles real quick. Let's go to 2 Timothy 1. You know, we truly are in a culture that not culture, but, you know, in a society where it's easy to blame others. And I know some of you might have remembered or heard him. Did you know he did training for us many years ago? And Brian and I work with him, a guy by the name of Dr. Mike Thompson, and he was a dear friend. And but you know, he would teach this in schools, and we would do seminars and do a lot of things. But you know, I always remember him saying this, that you know, we're in a time period where everybody's blaming everybody. You know, it's like the guy that spills, you know, coffee on his hand from McDonald's. What's he do? He goes and sues for $3.5 million. It's the people that, you know, they eat McDonald's every day 4 times a week, and then they want to sue McDonald's for their health issues. And you know, it's McDonald's fault that they make this cheeseburger. No, how about it be your fault that you choose to go and eat this thing every day? You know, so it's like, you know, we've twisted everything, but in our society, one of the things we do is we point our finger and say, well, it's this person's fault. You ever heard somebody say, I have no control over that? I have no control. We understand that fear does not come from God. But the Amplified reads like this. It says, we do not need to, there it goes. It says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power. He's given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment. And I like the context of this. Sound judgment and personal discipline. We don't like that word, do we? Does anybody like the word discipline? Because, you know, it's like, you know, that means, you know, when I think about the word discipline or I hear the word discipline, it means I have to do something. It's something that I have a choice to make. I have a choice to make whether I do this or I do that. A spirit of love and a sound, spirit of love, and of sound judgment, personal discipline, and it goes on to say, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. That's powerful. That's powerful. Because, you know, we think about he's not giving me the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. We think, well, what is this? How do we have a sound mind? It comes through disciplines. It comes through doing what God wants us to do. It comes through listening to the Holy Spirit. That's how we develop a sound mind. And does God give us that? Yes, He does. He does. You know what's taking place though? There's a war. There's a war taking place with your flesh. You know I can laugh and joke about the oatmeal cream pie. But my flesh wants an oatmeal cream pie. But you know, I have to say, okay, was that beneficial? Is that beneficial to me? Because, you know, honestly, if I buy a 20-pack of oatmeal cream pies at the house, you know, I'll eat them all. I mean, you know, so, you know, self-discipline, you know, I do. Yes, I got amens coming from the house. Because, you know, I'll even get to the place where I hide the oatmeal cream pies. I'm getting some amens. I hide them because I don't want anybody to have any of the oatmeal cream pie because, you know, I know I need a fix, right? I need a sugar fix. I need an oatmeal cream pie fix. So I'll hide the oatmeal cream pies. And, can I tell you, though, and I learned something. I don't buy the box of oatmeal cream pies anymore. Because, you know, I'm not probably going to share them. How's that? So I'm going to hide them. You know, I know other people to hide snacks at our house. So anyway, her name begins with Zaranda. She hides snacks. So, but I say all this for us to be aware because I realize something about me. That if I have 20 oatmeal cream pies, I'm not going to wait and spread them out over a period of 2 weeks. I'm going to eat three a day until they're gone. Self-control. Self-control. So what do I now? I buy the one. I buy the one oatmeal cream pie, and I don't like the doubles. I wish they sold singles. Amen. So, but can I tell you, see, this is the stuff that we have to be attentive to. And not only in the natural sense, spiritual sense, but in a physical sense. We have to become aware of these things in our own lives. Because, listen, you're the one that controls you. You're the one that has the ability to change something in your life. You know, because, listen, if not, you're the one that's going to say, I have no control. No, your flesh talks that way. But it's like your spirit man has, there's something, you know, you have a spirit. If you're born again, you have a spirit. You know, we've been talking about those nudgings from the Holy Spirit. That when the Holy Spirit nudges, don't do that. You have to begin to pay attention to not doing that. Because what happens is you begin to build. These fruits, you build upon them. When the fruit of the Spirit, Pastor Miranda used to make fun of me because I bought a Fitbit. And she was like, at the end of the day, I'd go brag to her about how many steps I ran. And she was like, you're mowing grass. You're not walking. How? And we realized that I guess when I was mowing and my hand would do that, it showed me walking. So at the end of the day, I had 27,000 steps because I went and cut 3 acres of grass. She said, you didn't walk that much. So get a Fitbit or get something that reads correctly. Praise God. Exercise. You know, these are things, you know, routines. To be disciplined, to be self-controlled. These are routines that you can put into your life. You know, when I talk about disciplines as a Christian, listen, the Word of God, and I want to close with this, the Word of God is your sword. And, you know, there are battles, there are things that come against believers. And so you need the Word of God to be able to fight those battles. You know, so being disciplined and having, having that time, spending time with the Lord is important. Amen. Amen. I didn't know how this was going to land today. I feel like I'm ready to preach now because I've got another message around this. But I felt like to get into some practical things today. Pastor Brandon, you have anything in closing? I know this is kind of our, yeah, I know you, yeah, no? not really. Maybe later. Okay, because I Pastor Miranda preached a message around self-governance, and it does tie into this, so that's a good message to go back and listen to. But, 2 Peter 1:5, it says, "But also for this very reason, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love." Do these things, and do these things with all diligence. Be mindful. Be mindful. Maybe it's something that you can take today and begin to apply it today. Can I tell you that we're ever growing? We're growing in the things of the Lord. You know, who in here at 50 years of age or older wouldn't want to tell somebody at 15 to 19, hey, if you do this, you can have this. I've told my kids, if you do this now, you can have this by the time you're 40. You can have this by the time. Wouldn't you go back and look at the younger you and say, institute this, do this? Would anybody do that? I would, and do that with my. I'm not like mad about my life or anything about how it's been. No, I've had a, praise God. But what can we change? What can we do? Self-control, self-discipline. Those are two things that it's a fruit we practice. Amen. Amen. How do you close this service out? We get up and run a lap around the building? I don't know. What do you guys think? Praise God. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet. Praise God. Minister, if you would, just come to the keyboard. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Anybody here today, you need healing in your body? Anybody here today need healing in their body? Amen. Just come forward. Come forward. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, but cool,